Shane, thanks for joining me on In Business.
Thank you very much, Amber. It's great to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you as well. I know a lot of our listeners will be very familiar with the Tech Industry Alliance, but just in case anyone isn't overly sure, I suppose, about the work you do, maybe just explain to us who you are and what you're all about.
Yeah, so we're a not-for-profit organisation, Amber, that connects all the tech and STEM businesses in the southwest of Ireland together. We're creating a network of maybe over 250 tech-producing and tech-enabled organisations. That's from startups to scale-ups to multinationals across the southwest. And it's just a way of these companies connecting with each other and networking. We lay on events. We have different events and networking events on specific topics that these companies can attend, and we would also help them with training through the TIA SkillNet training and things like that. But it's a way of highlighting and showcasing the Southwest as an area for tech companies to come to and to grow in and to hire and create more jobs in that sense.
Absolutely. No, it certainly is. It's fantastic. And I know obviously the reason that you're on the show this evening is because the Tech Industry Alliance Leaders Awards are back. Remind us who these awards are aimed at and I suppose why you organised them in the first place.
Yeah, so this is the 18th year now of the awards. And I suppose what I should have said in the previous answer as well, that the Tech Industry Alliance is a coalition of IT at Cork and SciTech Kerry as well. So they've come together to create the Tech Industry Alliance. And the awards, they're in their 18th year. And it's a way of recognising the different companies and the different people in the two counties over the years. So like we like to say it's the trailblazers, the innovators, the change makers that are changing the shape of technology in the Southwest. But basically, it's from startups to tech leaders to educators, multinationals, SMEs, and all of them. It's a way of recognizing the work they've been doing and highlighting just how many brilliant companies there are in the Southwest.
Yeah, certainly. It's fantastic to see. And I know we'll say, as you said there, these awards, they really do set the benchmark when it comes to excellence in the Southwest. And we are very lucky because we have some amazing people here in Kerry, especially in amazing companies doing fantastic work. So it's lovely to recognise them. You might just talk us through maybe some of the past winners, I suppose, to give people an example of who you have recognised and celebrated in the past.
Yeah, and I suppose last year is a great year to highlight for us in Kerry because last year, Kerry were the big winners of the awards, taking away 6 of the 10 categories, which is great. So we always like a good battle between Kerry and Cork. So if we can keep that going, it'd be great. But like some of the companies last year, the McCarthy family from Fexco were the Tech Person of the Year award. They won that. You had Stingray Labs, who have a base in Tralee now. They have a beautiful office there in the centre of Tralee for Beam and Orbitus. So they would have won Tech Startup of the Year. Another one was Aspen Grove. They would have won the Tech Industry Alliance Best Learning Workplace. BioAtlantis would have won. So you've a lot of Kerry companies. And even last year, the Chairperson's Award, which is chosen by the chairperson themselves, was awarded to Tiernan Oak, the Children's Foundation. So, you know, Kerry are doing very well. And it's showcasing and highlighting what we have in Kerry and what we need to push and just get it out there that this is what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's great to see. And as you said there, last year was a phenomenal year for the county as well, which is fantastic. And hopefully the same might be said this year again after the awards. But you said as well that nominations are open now for this year. Talk us through maybe some of the categories. I think there are a couple of new categories this year, isn't there, Shane?
Yeah, so the nominations are open now and they're open until the 10th of October. So if anyone that wants to go on and nominate a company, or if you want to self-nominate, which is great, you know, a company can nominate themselves, because sometimes you need to put it out there, look, this is the great work we're doing, please recognize us. So if they want to go on to the Tech Industry Alliance website, techindustryalliance.ie, they can find the link there for nominating. But so we've got the Scale Up of the Year Award, Tech Startup of the Year Award, there's the Multinational of the Year Award, the Best Learning Workplace, the Chairperson's Award, which I said is chosen by the chairperson themselves. Excellence in Education actually was another one that was won by a Kerry school. That's a school award. So it was a school in Tralee that won that, which is great. So like the schools can nominate as well to show, look, this is what we're doing from a tech standpoint in schools to help improve the education of our students. And these are the kind of things we're doing. So it's great in that sense. So there's a real wide variety of awards, and it's just for someone to go out there and go, look, yeah, this company's doing fantastic work. We feel they should be recognised. And it's a really quick and simple form to fill out to nominate someone.
And Shane, when it comes to the nominations, then you mentioned obviously like companies can nominate themselves or someone else can do it maybe on their behalf as well if they feel that they're worthy of being recognised. But is there any specific criteria that they must meet?
The criteria differs depending on the award. So there's no set criteria really. It is when you log in to nominate a company for a particular award, you'll see the criteria there. But it's like, you know, it's simple ones like the tech startup of the year has to be a company no older than 3 years old. There isn't a really detailed criteria base that might discount you. It is just a case that it's set based on the category of the award itself.
And I presume when people are making those nominations online, they can find out all that criteria. It's probably all up there together anyway, all the information that they need.
Exactly, yeah. It's all up there. The second you click in, if you decide to, as I say, click in Tech Startup of the Year, it'll tell you the criteria there. And if you think that the company you're nominating or if you're nominating yourself, you meet all those criteria, you just click the button, fill out the form. And as soon as that form is filled out, you get a notification quite quickly from the Tech Industry Alliance to say then that you've been nominated. Are you happy to accept this nomination?
And it's a fantastic thing to do to nominate someone, but also for people to take the step to nominate themselves as well, because sometimes I think as a nation, we can be kind of shy maybe about the work that we're doing and we don't always promote it. But as we said earlier, there is so much fantastic work going on in the tech industry in this county in particular, but in the Southwest region as well. And it's worth highlighting and worth shining a light on it. So it is important, I suppose, to put those nominations in because people mightn't be aware of the work that is going on in the county otherwise.
It is. And like you said, we're an odd race in Ireland here. The self-nomination almost bounces off us. But I think it's important for anyone that's had a startup or anyone that's worked for a startup knows the hard work that goes into it and the blood, sweat and tears that go into it. So sometimes you need to recognize yourself and recognize what you've done as a business, you know, and just put it forward and go, look, we're actually doing really great work here and we're going to nominate ourselves because, again, as someone that's had startups, sometimes you need a win and you need that recognition to go, yeah, we need something to drive us on to become scale up of the year and to move on to work our way up through the categories as the years progress in the business. So I think it's massively important that businesses stand back and go, well, actually, we qualify for this award. Let's not hope someone else nominates us. Let's nominate ourselves and appreciate the work we're doing here. And it's also, if you've any number of staff in the business, whether that's two people or 10 people, it's also showing that you're appreciating what they do and what work they're putting in for the startup.
Certainly, that's a really good point. And Shane, for anyone listening that's considering a nomination, just remind us how they can go about doing that.
Yeah, if they just go to techindustryalliance.ie, they'll see a link straight away there for nominations and they can click on that. They'll see the categories. And once they select the category, then it's a very simple process just to fill in the form with the information. And if that's a self-nomination, they just key in their own contact information, and or if they're nominating someone, they key in their information and they can click whether they want it to be anonymous or they want the person to know who nominated them. But it's all very simple.
Brilliant. It sounds fantastic. The excitement, I suppose, will all come to a head in November then, because the awards will be presented in Cork this year, isn't it, Shane?
In Cork this year, yeah. So the awards are on this year on the Friday, the 28th of November in the Radisson Blue Hotel in Cork. It's a wonderful night. It's a beautiful black tie gala, very, very fancy, very celebratory. So it's a really great night out. And yeah, Cork this year, which would mean Kerry next year. It's like the Ryder Cup now. It's every year in one of the counties, but that's the way it's running. But we're looking forward to it now on the night in Cork this year.
I can imagine it'd be fantastic, a lovely celebration of all the great work that's going on behind the scenes. But it sounds great, Shane, and hopefully there'll be lots of nominations coming in, especially from Kerry indeed. But thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me on the show. It's been lovely to speak with you.
Thanks, Amber. Appreciate the time for us now. That's great. Thank you.